21 Summer, 99.9 WTUZ, Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring, along with you on this, the day after our nation's 242nd birthday. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, we'll get into what we may have got into yesterday, celebrating the 4th of July. I know you had a whopping couple of drinks and couldn't respond to text messages or anything else. Hope Chadley was driving. You're such a mom.
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, you have headlines right now. The more after that with Morning Quickies. Take it away.
The Coshocton County Sheriff's Office assisted in a foot pursuit Wednesday afternoon. Officials were notified that a vehicle was traveling toward the county line from Licking County. The vehicle entered via County Road 16, where it eventually went off the roadway into a wooded area. The driver exited the vehicle, initiating a foot chase on State Route 16. After a short search, the suspect was located in a cornfield and taken into custody. An unidentified female passenger was also arrested. For more headlines, be sure to visit WTUZ.com.
So you blamed it on the heat yesterday. I just blame it on you being a parent.
No.
And your tolerance not being what it was before.
So, you know, yesterday it was super hot. It was probably, I think whenever I was in the garage, it was 90 degrees.
Yeah, I know. I had to cut the in-laws' grass yesterday. Their yard's only about 3 times the size of mine.
Oh, that's got to be rough.
But go ahead. So I'll push mode that bad boy. But no, go ahead.
So I woke up early before everyone else, and we're having a garage sale coming up here soon. And so I felt inspired, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go down. I'm going to get some stuff done before everyone gets up. Mm. So I went to the garage, and, you know, I was working really hard, and I was up from 6 until, what time did I go to bed last night? 10? So I was up all day, and it was hot outside.
Wow, that's a good 16 hours.
Right.
You got to sleep
at some
point. I
didn't even take a nap, and you know how much I love my naps.
Whoa.
I know.
You nap hard sometimes.
I know. I do. So I was up in the heat working until at least 1 o'clock in the garage, and I was so hot. So then we went out to Atwood for a little bit. We met up with some friends, and I had 2 adult beverages, mm-hmm. and I felt so like, woo, just like out
you're
of
like
there.
Happy 4th, everybody.
I think it was a combination of lack of sleep. I didn't have my nap, and it was super hot outside. And then I don't have the tolerance that I used to have when I was 21.
Do you have something in your belly? Did you at least eat? Have something of substance?
Yes, I did. Because Chad and I, we walked over to First Town Days, and we had lunch before we had went out to Atwood, but. Man, we got home and I was just, Chad's like, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I think so.
You're like, no, babe, I'm wasted.
Oh, he's like, you only had 2. And it wasn't even like a beer. It was one of those fruity drink, like female. You
makes
know, those,
it even worse, yeah.
I know, and I'm so embarrassed.
Makes it even worse.
Your text message, I had to reread it like 3 times. I'm like, wait, what did he say?
I'm like, why isn't she responding? It's been 4 hours.
I'm so sorry.
Like, is she okay? Did we have a firework accident or what?
Oh, goodness.
Our day yesterday was kind of just spent getting ready for our vacation, in which we leave for tomorrow night.
Oh,
so
man.
That was pretty much kind of... the grass cutting, of course.
Oh, yes. Push mowers. You don't like push mowers?
No, I do when your yard is about the size of mine, and you don't know the size of my yard or what my house looks like. Yeah, you may see it someday, but... but no, listen, when you're out there for a couple hours, close to 2 hours.
It takes you 2 hours to mow their yard?
Close to.
With a push mower?
Close to 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. What time did you do it? What time of day?
I got out there a little early, like 10.
Oh, well, that's
good. So I was done around noon. No, it was still horrible.
It's still hot.
It's that humidity.
I know, and you can't, it's like so thick, you can't even breathe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, gosh.
It reminded me of Texas because, listen, I'd wake up in Texas on some mornings and it's 8 or 9 a.m. and you get to moving around outside. You're dripping sweat already. That's just the way it
is. You walk outside and it's just like you're already sweating.
Yeah.
Literally. I thought Texas heat was supposed to be dry heat. It's not?
It is. No, it's humid. So if it's 95, it feels like it's 105. And
oh, gosh.
Yeah. Deep in the heart of Texas.
How do you even stay cool in that?
You don't.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
You just bear down. Hunker down and stay in the AC.
Yeah, really. I don't know. Those people that were out at First Town Days yesterday, man, it was just so hot. You, like, couldn't even... We literally just walked right to where we wanted to go and walked straight home because...
And I'm sure you had the little one out there with you, right? You can't be out there that long with a baby.
Right. And I was, like, super paranoid because, I mean, I'm a first-time mom, and so I've never done this before, and this heat...
All new to me.
I get nervous. I'm like, maybe we should hurry up and go because I didn't know. I didn't know if she would, like, overheat. I mean, she was happy-go-lucky, like, having the time of her life, but here I am, like... Is she burning up? Does she have a fever?
It was probably the alcohol talking to you at that point in time. No. A couple beers in, you're like, we got to go.
No.
Baby's going to overheat. what would they say? From sea to shining sea. We were celebrating yesterday the nation's 242nd birthday. It's not the 4th of July without the good old hot dog eating contest. Of course, this thing is such a joke. I mean... I get it's entertainment for everybody to watch and see, and it's an annual
thing.
It is highly disgusting. Joey Chestnut, what's his nickname? Jaws?
Is that his nickname?
That's his nickname, yeah. The dude downed like 74 or 72 hot dogs within 10 minutes, breaking his own record by just 2 hot dogs. Yeah, 74 Franks and buns. In 10 minutes.
That is so
The buns
gross.
Are, that's what'll get you. All that bread and everything. Mm. But they soak it up. You see how they like soak it up and they dip it in water.
In water? That literally makes me want to throw up.
Mm.
Like, I don't.
A wet, soggy hot dog.
Ooh, oh my God, that's so gross.
You okay?
I don't even eat a lot of the bun on a normal hot dog if it's just for me. I usually pick off some of the bun because I don't like a lot of bread, and I'll give it to my dogs. But I could not imagine. Like, I hate soggy. Like, ever had a hamburger where there's so much juice on it that it makes the bun soggy? Like, that grosses me.
Yeah, listen, you don't want soggy buns. And in this heat, listen, I've had some soggy buns recently.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, we're still talking about hot dogs. I'm not a big fan of hot dogs.
If
I'm going to eat one, it's got to be grilled.
Oh,
it's got to be
no.
A little charred.
Oh, yeah, it
has
to be
marks.
Brown, definitely.
I'm not a big hot dog person.
You're not?
No.
Oh, I love a good hot dog. When I was pregnant and they had told me that I wasn't allowed to have hot dogs because of some, I don't know, something in them.
And lunch meat too, right?
I know. And that's all I wanted in the summertime because I was pregnant in the summer. All I wanted was a hot dog with some stadium mustard and ketchup and relish. It's all I could think about. And so... What Chad would do is he would basically burn the dog, like make it a really charred, broiled dog. And
right. Darken that thing up.
It was so good.
If I'm going to go dog, though, it's, you know me, Mr. Picky Eater, it's ketchup only.
I mean,
that's it. The only thing
on
my
You got to get mustard and relish on there.
No mustard. No thanks.
What?
No thanks.
Do you like mustard at all in general?
No.
What?
Not even on a burger, not on a dog,
what?
Not on a plane, not on a train.
Not on sausage or a kielbasa?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, my God.
When I say no mustard...
Are you American?
I mean no mustard.
Mustard is good. No. Have you had... Like, there's a difference between stadium mustard and yellow mustard. Do you like either one of them?
I know there's different kinds of mustards. Maybe that's where the confusion sets in. There's one type of ketchup... Hey, I'll have some stadium ketchup, please. No, there's no such thing. So many different types of mustards out there, even to begin with.
Do you remember when they made ketchup purple? It was either purple or green.
Yeah, they tried that for a while.
Change that color? I couldn't do it. There's just something weird about it.
Uh-huh. Even though it's just a little food coloring.
Right.
And it still tasted the same.
It's too much, man. Mm. No.
Yeah, that went away pretty fast, didn't it?
Yeah.
trying to get the kids to have fun dipping their chicken nuggets or french fries and that stuff. It just didn't work.
I can't believe you don't like hot dogs.
I mean, I like hot dogs, but it's not my... If someone's grilling up burgers and dogs and there's a plethora of both, I am going burger first and then probably second and third.
Okay.
If I'm forced to eat a dog, I mean, I'll eat one and I'll gladly eat it. Just douse a bunch of... Like I said, ketchup on that bad boy. Or cast up. whatever the bottle says. Never understood that.
I never understood either. That's weird.
Any parades you witnessed? Now you'll be in one tomorrow.
I'll be in one tomorrow. Yeah. No, I didn't go to any parades. Were there parades yesterday in the area?
Well, in the area, I don't really know, but I mean, nationwide, there's a whole bunch of parades. The one in Rhode Island, which is like the oldest, started in like 1785. 100,000 people showed up for that one. That kind of thing.
Chris Gale just texted us and said that we are un-American for not liking the hot dog eating contest.
I mean, it's what do you want me to say? It's like, it's the dumbest thing to put on TV.
It's
I just don't understand.
That's not American to me. I mean, it just shows that Americans are a gluttonous group of people.
Hey, there were dueling celebrations, though. Okay, we all know PBS have, like, the longest-running 4th of July televised celebration with the Capitol 4th. And then also on the Hallmark Channel, the White House and Donald Trump now have their own personal celebration. NBC, they did the Macy's 4th of July celebration. So Macy's, you had our boy Blake. He was hanging out on
NBC. Hey everybody, this is Blake Shelton on 99.9 FM, and I'm drunk.
I'm sure he was yesterday on the 4th. Kelly Clarkson, Keith Urban, all on that one.
Nice.
The Capitol 4th, the one on PBS, hosted by Uncle Jesse, a.k.a. John Stamos.
I love him.
New dad, by the way. So I'm sure his tolerance is down, too, just like yours.
Thank you.
Michelle. Luke Combs, Lauren Elena, Jimmy Buffett, and the headlining act last night on that, the Capitol 4th, the Beach Boys.
Of course.
Doesn't get any more American.
Well, Uncle Jesse and the Beach Boys, you know,
they have a history. They once performed in Hawaii together.
Oh, yes, they did.
Remember that?
Gosh. That was a great episode.
Great episode when the cast of Full House went on vacation. Sarah Evans was the headliner for that Hallmark Channel Donald Trump event. I don't know. But the whole moral of that story, I guess, is how country stars helped us
celebrate.
Indeed.
Well, country music is kind of the most patriotic, don't you think?
Yeah, it screams America.
Merca.
Yeah, which I hate. I think that's ignorant.
What?
Saying it or spelling it like
that?
Yeah, I mean,
I never understood where that came from. Where did it come from?
It's just kind of a redneck thing, I guess.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Grab your guns, grab your dogs, get your gold. It's Merca. That kind of thing.
Right.
Take me in, bro. You know, it's not the 4th of July without protests either. You see this woman yesterday hanging around at the skirt of the Statue of Liberty.
Wait, it was a woman? I didn't know if...
it was a woman.
The way that the footage showed, you couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman.
Yeah, it was a woman. What are you trying to say about that individual?
Well, no, because it was so far away, you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I know, I get you. They held the... this woman didn't help police at bay for almost 4 hours. There were a few other demonstrators and protesters there. They displayed some banner. She was arrested. They were all arrested, too. But she was up near the skirt, 100 feet, sort of above ground, if you will. And finally, a couple officers went up there to get her, and everybody was watching on live TV. They got her down on the ladder and arrested her right away.
Right.
They had her up there for a good 4 hours, though. She said she's not coming down until all the immigrant children are freed.
Oh, is that why she was up there?
Yes. Protesting ICE and Trump's zero tolerance policy and all that.
What a way to celebrate the 4th.
Yeah, like I said, it's not the 4th without a protest.
Right.
Here or there. And listen, I'm not that guy about maybe telling the neighbors to keep it down or, hey, that's enough on the fireworks. But my neighborhood, it was cray-cray last night.
Everyone was going nuts.
Yeah, it was Baghdad, for real. And I wanted to, I kind of wanted to maybe go next door and go across the street and be like, listen, guys, I have to work tomorrow.
Right.
And if you wake up my 18-month-old children, one of those firecrackers maybe going somewhere where you don't want it to go, where firecrackers shouldn't go.
Right.
So I didn't want to be that guy.
But you thought about it.
But maybe it's the dad coming out in me.
Well, I think that sometime after a certain hour, it's a little...
There's got to be a cutoff time.
Right, like 10 o'clock maybe. 11. Right.
We all understand everyone's buying fireworks and they're lighting them off, even though you're not allowed to do it. They say it's illegal, right?
Well, it's illegal to set them off if you don't have a license. You're allowed to buy them. It's legal
okay.
to buy
Who
them.
Has a fireworks license? Just like fishing licenses. Who the heck has any? Just give me a rod and a reel in a lake. All right? Really need a license to fish.
I don't know.
Speaking of America, that's what we're based on. Hunting, fishing, and loving every day.